Hello, this is Nimish, and this is Political Beat. One of the most important midterm elections are almost here, and we have Rita Yadava here with us. She's a pediatric neurologist practicing in Illinois. She has lived here in the U.S. for more than 45 years. Hello, Rita.
How are you?
I'm good. I just was curious, with the South Asian diaspora, I've noticed that most stay away from politics here in America. Why do you think it is important to be actively involved, if not in politics, at least to take part in elections is very necessary?
Yeah, I think this is very personal for me, especially this year, because we have so many major issues that are on the ballot this year. And one of the major things is the change in reproductive rights. I have a daughter and two granddaughters, and the rights that my daughter and I had while planning our families will not be available to my granddaughters. Also, there are issues of gun control, a lot of issues that are very important for us families living in this country, Nimish.
So the abortion issue, I think, is one of the major ones, at least for the Southeast Asian diaspora, because from where we come from, it is very normal and it is necessary, too, to have that right for an individual with their doctors or families to decide. Why do you think that is so important?
You know, the right to choose whether a pregnancy should be terminated or carried to term is an extremely difficult decision for any family. And in cases of incest and rape, the decision to terminate an unwanted pregnancy may be a clearer choice. But in cases of life-threatening fetal abnormalities or when there is a risk to maternal life, the decision to terminate a pregnancy can be very, very hard. And being stripped of this ability to make that decision can result in severe emotional and physical consequences for the family. And abortion is just part of reproductive choice. This also affects contraception and in vitro fertilization. And this taking away these rights from a family and a woman affects everything that a family strives to have.
Right. But again, what I don't understand is, why do you think the right believes that it should not be a choice?
That is actually a very difficult issue. And I don't know why the state should make this determination rather than the mother and her family. A spouse and the mother and the family and the physician should be able to make this determination whether a pregnancy should go to term or not. And that isn't something that the state should be involved in.
Right. So what do you think is going on right now regarding the reproductive rights and especially the abortion issue?
Right now, where you live determines if a family can make that decision about reproductive rights or not. If you live in certain red states, the rights have been completely taken away for not only late abortions, but even early terminations as early as 15 weeks, or there is no provision at all for incest or rape. So this decision is now being made by certain states and governmental organizations rather than people living in those states.
Right. Do you think this will go on to further take away our rights, let's say like same-sex marriages and stuff?
Absolutely. It seems like the red states and the certain people in power at this time feel that they should change a lot of different laws, not only reproductive rights, but same-sex marriage, all the other issues that are more progressive these days seem to be something that is up for debate right now.
So as Southeast Asians, what do you think the families of Southeast Asians can do about it?
This November election is extremely important in determining what happens in different states, and we should all vote. And whether elected officials are going to restrict our reproductive rights depends on who we vote for. It is extremely important that each and every one of us votes, especially as some of the races are so close. A lot of families feel, oh, my vote doesn't count. But every single vote counts at this time.
Right. And do you think if the Republicans win this midterm election and they get the power in their hands, do you think from states they may take this to a federal level?
Absolutely. You know, then if they get the majority in the Senate and the House, then we stand nowhere. And certainly even if our president, who's Democratic, can try and change any laws or codify Roe as he's saying he will, I don't think he'll be able to do anything. So we have to make sure that the Republicans do not win a majority, either in the House or the Senate, so that at least for the next few years, we are able to pass laws that cannot be changed in the future.
मुश्किल की बात तो यही है कि हम साउथ ईस्ट एशियंस बहुत ज्यादा पॉलिटिक्स से दूर रहते हैं बिकॉज ऑफ आवर बैकग्राउंड्स एंड द पॉलिटिक्स देयर. लेकिन यहाँ पर जब आप इसमें इन्वॉल्व नहीं होते हो, व्हाट पीपल डोंट अंडरस्टैंड इज हाउ मच राइट्स यू आर गिविंग अवे बाय नॉट गोइंग टू वोट.
बिल्कुल, इनको यू नो हम लोगों को हिंदुस्तान के पॉलिटिक्स में ज्यादा इन्वॉल्वमेंट है, नहीं तो अमेरिका के पॉलिटिक्स में. And that is very difficult because we live here, our children live here, our grandchildren live here. We have to support their rights. And we can't get involved in the politics back home, even though our hearts may be there. We still live in this country, and it's very, very important that we get involved in this country.
Right. And sometimes what I feel, Rita, is fiscally speaking, a lot of Southeast Asians are Republican leaning because of their financial situations. But when it comes to social issues, it is very important to vote Democrat. What do you think?
I totally agree. You know, financial issues are certainly uppermost in most people's minds at this time. And certainly because the Southeast Asian diaspora is one of the wealthiest diasporas in this country. So they have a lot of vested interest in financial issues. And at least currently it appears that the Republicans have more fiscal issues that they deal with rather than issues that relate to social skills, social things in this country.
True,
and I think for...
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, what I was going to say is that it's really important that we take that into account. This is more important currently rather than our financial issues. And it's not that the Democrats don't address the financial issues. I think the current government has done a lot to address the financial issues, but it seems to focus more on social agendas than on the wealthy. And I think that is where there's a big discrepancy between our population.
True. And one of the cases that I remember, a woman who couldn't afford to travel out of the state to get an abortion because it's expensive. And for middle class to poor people, if you live in a red state and if you, for your life's dependency, if you needed to get an abortion, they have to travel hundreds of miles to go to another state to get an abortion. And now they're working towards that too, that people cannot travel to get abortion.
Exactly. Now, the problem is that if you have to travel, obviously, if you have a family, you have to first find a provision where to leave your children. How are you going to travel to the new state? Where are you going to stay when you get your abortion? And how are you going to come back? All those things require money and thought, which a lot of times when it's related to incest or it's related to rape, they don't have the thought of how they're going to travel to a different country. It's probably a child, you know, which is impossible.
True. I mean, you came to us through theyseeblue.org. And I think on their website, they have information about your local candidates and all. So everyone who is interested in knowing about the stand of their Democratic candidates, they can definitely go to theyseeblue.org and check it out. Any final thoughts, Rita, on these coming elections? I think these are the most important elections of my lifetime here in America.
I totally agree. I'm hoping that all the people listening to this understand that and they all go and vote. And in the current election, you know, in the past, we always used to look at which candidate do we support. We never really looked at the party as a whole. But now it seems like only the Democratic candidates seem to be addressing our issues, or at least the social issues that are currently so important. So it's the best thing to do right now is to just vote straight Democratic, not looking at an individual person, because they are the only party that is supporting our rights currently.
True. And one more thing, being a scientist yourself or a surgeon or a neurologist yourself, how important do you think the decisions of doctors and patients are important than the state making that decision?
Very, very important. You know, the state cannot determine when a mother's health is an issue or when the fetus that's going to be born doesn't have a skull or is so malformed that is not going to live. How can the state make a decision in that case, saying that you can't go ahead and terminate this pregnancy when there is no question that the fetus is not going to be viable? And this issue comes up even with late-term abortions, because sometimes you can't tell earlier in the pregnancy whether there is a severe fetal malformation. So the doctors and the family have to make a decision where maternal health is concerned, where social and emotional issues of the family are concerned, and where, you know, the fetal, the question whether the fetus is even going to live is concerned.
True. Thank you again, Rita, for coming online with us and talking about the importance of voting this November. November 8th, is it? Yes.
Yes.
The election, and do vote for Democrat Party because of only one thing, and that is social importance of Southeast Asians in America. And without us, like she said, we are one of the most affluent minorities, but not so politically. What do you say?
That is totally true. We need to get more politically active in this country and use our wealth and our population to stand for something.
Thank you, Rita.
Thank you, Nimish.
This is Nimish, and this is Political Beat. We were talking to Rita Yadava, who is a pediatrician neurological practicing in Illinois, and she came from They See Blue. She's a volunteer there. And a lot of volunteers, if you feel like being a volunteer with theyseeblue.org, do go and check out their website. I will talk to somebody else very soon and put them on the air for the edification of Southeast Asian diaspora for this coming election, which is November 8th. Thank you again, Rita, and I will talk to you very soon.
Thank you.